you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part three of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
But really what's happening is my spiritual legs are getting longer. If the hurdles were that high and you just had to do like this, you don't care. You just walk down like that. But when you don't have when you got short legs of faith, those hurdles appear this high. You're a little kid trying to jump over the hurdle. You ain't got no choice but get a ladder because your legs are too short. It's like one person, your arm's too short to box with God. You don't have the ability. But when your ability of faith gets greater, when your faith is greater and the doctor say you got to die, you look and say, that report must belong to somebody else.
Come on.
If you got weak faith, I got to die. How long I got? That's two different people. That's two different people with two different levels of faith. The doctor tells you something, and it affects you. Doctor tells you something, and you think about it. The doctor tells you something, you think about the word, and you say, that's misinformation. I see you, Satan. And you walk right on down the road. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have to understand how these differences happen. They happen from within the person. The faith is within the person. The faith is within the person. What's happening on the inside of you when somebody else does something on the outside of you? Like they say, it's not so much what happens to a man, it's what happens in a man that counts. What happens in you when the devil has somebody tell you something that would make you feel negative before? Do you still choose to feel negative? Or you look and say, it's a free country, you can say what you want to, but just because you said it doesn't make it real. What do you do? Do you reclaim the power back, or you give the power over them and say, yep, you have the power. If you say that's going to happen, that's going to happen. If you say I can't make it, you're right, I can't make it. If you say I got to die, oh, I really want to live longer, but you said I got to die. When you listen to somebody, you give them power. You esteem their words. God said one set of words. The devil has somebody say another set of words, and you got a choice, life or death. And people still choose death. I got 3 weeks. They go around and meditate and show their faith in it by releasing it. I went to the doctor today. He said, I got 3 weeks. You know, I went to the doctor today. He said, I got 3 weeks. I want to make an announcement to the church. I'm going to be resigning because I got 3 weeks. Come back next week. I got 2 weeks left, y'all. But I'll see you in heaven. Stay strong. Run the race. Finish the course. They just laid down. They ain't submitted to the word of God at all. They just laid down.
Yes.
Can you see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? It's dangerous. The power of life and death are in the tongue. You got to get a revelation of that scripture. The power of life. You have created what's going on, and you can uncreate it, and you better uncreate it. Uncreate it. The children of Israel wandering in desert for 40 years, they created that because they said out of their mouth and had faith in their heart, we can't take the land. We be not even able. When were you able to part a Red Sea? When were you able to have a cloud guide you by day and a fire? When were you able to do any of those things to happen? It had nothing to do with your ability. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So what you question, if you're a child of God, is you question His ability to provide.
Yes.
And then, if not that, you question His willingness to care for you. And both of those are an insinuation of the character of God that He's not taking care of His children. Now, I'm telling you how God hears this stuff. That's why it's not just a matter of prerogative, a matter of choice. We are sinning and assassinating the care of God and living a bad testimony that God would have Christians and not take care of them. If you're His child, He's provided everything you need, but you got to be in a position to receive. And that position is recalling His promises and these difficult days and receiving God's promises, reclaiming God's power. You have to reclaim it. The power is yours. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it says, the trying of our faith, count it joy. Woo. Count it as a tool to strengthen you. When a person wants to be strong, they have to submit their body to progressive resistance.
Yes.
You have to go get the weights and you have to lift it. A little bit more than we're closed. Remember, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength and the power you need. And the joy of the Lord is the strength and the power that you need. You need your strength to cope. Yes. So anything that you're going to give up here, joy, realize your power is going to get away. The joy of the Lord is your source of power. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Get the smile on your face.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
But you got to be in a position to receive. And that position is recalling His promises and these difficult days and receiving God's promises, reclaiming God's power. You have to reclaim it. The power is yours. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it says, the trying of our faith, count it joy. Woo. Count it as a tool to strengthen you. When up, submit their body to progressive resistance. Yes. You have to go get the weights and you have to lift it. A little bit more than we're closed. Remember, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength and the power you need. And the joy of the Lord is the strength and the power that you need. You need your strength to cope. So anything that you're going to give up here, joy, realize your power is going to get away. The joy of the Lord is your source of power. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Get the smile on your face. Don't walk around discouraged. Be encouraged. You know what to do. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you not filled. Maybe that's a good reason to be filled so that you can pray in the Holy Spirit. If not, at least speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and sing some songs. Do what you need to do to get merry in your heart, because the joy of the Lord is your source of strength. And I'm telling you, sometimes, like I said, when you got caught with a difficult day, you might have to go out at lunchtime and just sing. And you do what you got to do to stir yourself up. You know, you do what you have to do, but you can't stay unstirred up. You can't stay in a state of discouragement, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the longer you are discouraged, the deeper you go. But you know what? Think about this. If you do nothing to encourage yourself, why are you surprised when you're discouraged?
That's right.
If you think the negative thoughts, you pull away from people, you stop communicating with people, you just look at the problems and meditate the problems, what makes you think you're going to have some victory? The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you do everything you can to keep from having joy, don't be surprised when you don't have strength to face those challenging days. You do everything you can to not have joy. You skip church. You won't read your Bible. You won't study. You won't pray. You won't be filled. You won't do anything. And you're surprised why you don't have joy. Were we not paying attention at all to the joy of the Lord, how to get it, how to keep it, how to maintain it? The fellowship of the saints brings joy. I don't want to be with the saints because I'm not feeling good. That's why you need to be with the saints. I'm not feeling good. I need somebody to stir me up. I need God to have somebody have a word for me. I need to be encouraged. That's why Satan works so hard in that discouraging process. That's why I know when I don't feel like going to church, you got to go. When I don't want to go, I better go. I'm going to miss something. Give you another scripture. Philippians 4:13 says, each day, well, it doesn't say this. It says, all things do Christ will strengthen me. But I want to point out to you, each day we should proclaim with the Apostle Paul. Each day, Philippians 4:13, each day you ought to proclaim, this day I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
Everything that needs to be done, I can do it. I can get the work done I need to get done. If there's a stack left when I get through, I got done what I need to get done. You prioritize it. You do what needs to be done and say, that's all I could do. So that's enough. I got done what I need to get. It was a good day today. And then you go to bed and you feel good and you wake up in the morning. Guess what? Today is going to be a good day. Why? Because I can do all things of the strength which strengthen me. Today is a good day. Oh, they fire you. They're letting you go. Well, that's all right. Tomorrow's a good day, too. All I have is good days. I gave up bad days a long time ago. There ain't no profit in them. Every day is a good day. And you make it a good day and you have an attitude and other people don't want to have a bad day. Let them have it by themselves. Don't let them drag you into their bad day. Hey, I'm having a good day today. You want to have a good day, too? Let's think a thought of God. The Lord is good. They'll think you crazy, but they'll leave and go have a bad day by themselves. Because folks chose to have a bad day, don't want to be around God or nobody like it. But you let them have a bad day by themselves. You need to give up them difficult days. Give up those bad days. Close with this. We got another one point next week and then we'll be finished. Recall, when you have any difficult day, you have to go back to the Word. Recall the promise. You have to receive the peace of God. See, the good thing about this, if you recall the Word, the peace is going to follow. It's not like it's two different steps, really. If you start meditating the Word of God, the peace is going to come. When you recall the promise, that's think about it. And when you think about it, it's automatically going to bring peace. And then when you think about it, it's automatically going to build faith, which is power. And it's automatically, so it's really, the thing is when you got a difficult day, remember the Word. Remember God. When you start remembering God, that's going to slide you over to, oh yeah, it's going to be all right. I got peace. Then it's going to slide over to, matter of fact, I remember God. God says, I'm bigger than the devil. I got power. I got authority. And you start speaking out where you have authority at over the devil. All these things naturally flow if you remember God. Right. I think there's many scriptures say, remember the Lord. In the day of tempting, testing, and trying, remember the Lord. And remember, there's greater is he within me than he that's in the world. I remember greater is within me. No matter what's going on in the world, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthen me because he's in me. He's in me, the greater one, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. He's in me, and I can do all things. I'm more than a victor. It's my faith which overcomes the world. When you remember stuff like that, you start getting bold. Your shoulders go up, your chin goes up. You start saying, the devil said, what? Who are you talking to? You think I don't know who I am? I'm telling you what. Whoever you're using this week or whoever you're talking through, you know what? That's got nothing to do with me. Whatever anybody else says or does doesn't take me off the plan of God. I shall fulfill my purpose. And then that way, you remember, shortest distance is a straight course. Shortest way to here to heaven and prosperity and your blessing is a straight course. You keep taking these visits of depression, keep taking these side journeys of distraction, and you don't stay on the Word, you're just going to take longer getting to where God's trying to get you to. All right, we're going to go ahead and close. We'll pick back up again next week, and we'll finish next week. Father God, we thank you so much for your Word. Lord, each time we come together, we thank you that we're growing. We thank you, Lord, that faith is coming by hearing as we hear the scriptures again and again and again. Sometimes even the same ones, Father, but we thank you. You put them in a new light, that the Word of God is pregnant. It's constantly giving birth to new facets of revelation. As we are able to see it up this side one day, we can see it up the other the next day, Father. We thank you that you're shaping and fashioning the knowledge of Christ on the inside of us. I thank you, Lord, that the individuals here will take this Word out and apply this Word in their life, because the only Word that works is the Word that you work. I thank you, Father, so much that they're changing. They're becoming spiritually mature. They're growing up and no longer tossed to and fro by the slight hands of men and cunning crafters where people will lay in wait to deceive them, Father, but that they'll stand up and speak the truth and live the truth and come to the stature, the fullness, the measure of Christ and be mature saints of God, Father. I thank you that they're going out and they're getting fruit themselves, Father. They're ministering the gospel. They're sharing the Word. They're exhorting people to come to Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today's message has been titled Coping with Difficult Days, Part 3.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the Word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems